Good evening, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好，我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
I like to sleep.
我非常喜欢睡觉。
Don't you like to sleep?
你不喜欢睡觉吗？
Parents like to put their babies to sleep.
父母常常要哄孩子睡觉。
So that they can have some peace and quiet.
这样他们才有一些安静的时刻。
But as you grow older and older,And busier and busier, you don't have enough sleep.
但是当你年纪越来越大，你越来越忙碌，你就没有足够的睡眠了。
So whenever I can get some hours of sleep, I thank God that I can sleep.
所以每当我有数小时的睡眠的话，我就感谢神。
But what happens when you are sleeping?
但是当你在睡觉的时候，发生什么事呢？
You are, as what the English would say, dead to the world.
那么英语有一句话形容，就是你根本不知道周遭发生什么事。
Whatever happens in the world, you just simply do not care.
就是当你在睡觉的时候，不管你周围发生什么事，你简直不去管它。
Whether the economy is falling or not,You are sleeping. You just simply do not care.
不管经济是否衰退，你依然睡觉，你不在乎。
Whatever happens on this earth, when you are sleeping, you are oblivious.
当你在睡觉的时候，不管世界发生什么事，你根本不知道。
That is the meaning of sleeping.
这就是睡觉的意思了。
In relation to those who are not sleeping.
就是比起那些没有睡觉的人之间的差别。
And so when the Bible here says, let us not sleep, what does it mean?
所以当圣经告诉我们，所以我们不要睡觉，是什么意思呢？
Paul was not talking to unbelievers.
保罗不是跟非信徒说话。
Believers are dead in sin.
他们是死在罪里死的。
Because they are dead in sin, they are not considered as sleeping or awake.
因为这些非信徒是在罪里死的，所以根本不算为清醒或者是在睡觉。
They are dead.
他们是死的。
Have you ever seen someone trying to shake the coffin, trying to wake up the dead person?
你曾经看过人去摇晃那个棺材，尝试把死人叫醒吗？
Having conducted so many vigil services and funeral, I've never seen once.Where the person trying to shake the coffin and wake up the person.
我主导过很多追思仪式，从来没有看过人去摇晃棺材，尝试把死人叫醒。
You only wake the person who is alive.
你只把一个活着的人叫醒。
And then the person is sleeping.
然后这个人就睡觉。
This is very common.
这是非常普通的、普遍的。
Wake children up all the time when they are struggling to wake up for school.
我父母常常早上要把孩子叫醒去上学。
And so for that reason, we know that this phrase, let us not sleep, refers to believers only.
所以我们因为这些原因呢，我们知道保罗说我们不要睡觉是指信徒的。
That's why the Apostle Paul used the plural personal pronoun us to include himself.
这里保罗用我们，连他也把自己包括在里面。
So if you're not a believer, then this cannot apply to you.
如果你是一个非信徒的话，这不适合用在你身上。
This is for people who call themselves Christians.
这是适合用在那些称为基督徒的人身上。
And this phrase, let us not sleep, is to tell a person to stop doing something that you have been doing for some time.
这个短句说，所以我们不要睡觉，是要告诉那些一直在做某一样事情的人，不要再做了。
Stop sleeping, in other words.
换句话说，就是不要再睡觉了。
Wake up.
起来。
Have you been sleeping in the year 2015?
你在2015年是否是一直存在睡觉的状态中呢？
Apply this to the spiritual realm, it means a person who does not care anything that is spiritual in his life.
把这个运用在属灵方面的话，就是这个人完全不管他的属灵生命是怎么样的。
He hardly prays.
他很少祷告。
He doesn't bother about giving tracts orSomebody's salvation.
他不关心人的救恩，也不去派单张。
He is spiritually sleeping.
他在属灵上是睡着的。
Does he come to church?
他有来教会吗？
Perhaps.
也许。
But he comes to church more as a routine than anything else.
但是他来教会是把他当成一个日常的事情而已。
The things that are spiritual to him are purely accidental, more like a ritual than something that is dynamic and vibrant.
对他来说，属灵的事不是活泼的，不是有生命力的，而是好像一种仪式而已。
He opened the Bible only on Sunday when they do responsive reading.
当他打开圣经呢，只有在主日，当在做起应经文的时候。
Does he read the Bible from Monday to Saturday? No.
他星期一到星期六有读圣经吗？没有。
So all things spiritual.The person is oblivious, like a person who is sleeping, oblivious to the world around him.
所以就好像一个睡着的人对世界发生的事不知道，一个属灵上睡着的人也不知道他属灵上发生什么事。
And so the Apostle Paul's instruction is to the Christians in Thessalonica and to all of us this evening is, let us stop sleeping.
所以使徒保罗对帖撒罗尼迦的信徒和我们一样，今天要告诉我们，我们不要再睡觉了。
Examine your life.
你要省察自己的生命。
What have you been doing in the year 2015 that is of a spiritual significance?
你在2015年所做的有什么是在属灵上是有意义的呢？
Can anyone go up to you at the end of this service and to thank you for a spiritual blessing that you have been to that person?
有人可以在崇拜会过后上前告诉你，你在这一年对他来说在属灵上把福气带给他吗？
And if you think that you are a Christian, then this phrase, let us not sleep, is directly for you.
如果你认为你是基督徒的话，这个短句，所以我们不要睡觉，是完全适合用在你身上的。
Others are doing it.
其他人也这么做。
You should not do it.
你不应该这么做。
You must wake up.
你要起来了。
And that's why the Apostle Paul says, let us watch.
所以使徒保罗说我们要警醒。
This word watch describes a person who is sleeping and now the Apostle Paul is holding the person's shoulder and shaking the person awake.
这警醒呢就形容一个人睡着了，使徒保罗就握着他的肩膀把他摇醒了。
There is another word for watch that tells the person you are now awake,But don't fall asleep. Stay awake.
有另外一个字是同样在英语是这个字，但是它的意思是你现在起来了，你要保持清醒，不要再睡着了。
For example, that other word is found in Luke chapter 21, verse 36.
另外那个字可以在路加福音第二十一章第三十六节找到。
Luke 21, verse 36.
路加福音第二十一章第三十六节。
Where Jesus said to the disciples.
主耶稣对他的门徒所说的
Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that should come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
路加福音二十一章三十六节，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
This word means to remain awake or to be sleepless.
这里警醒就是说要保持清醒状态，不要睡觉。
The one in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 is where we get the English word Gregory.
这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章的那个字是一个不同的字。
It means someone who is sleeping, now you want to shake him and wake him up.
是形容一个人在睡觉，你要把他摇醒。
And then after that, Paul says, you be sober.
过后保罗就说你要警醒。
The word sober there means abstain from wine. No alcohol.
警醒谨守就是说不要喝酒。
Not even one tiny drop.
连一小滴的酒也不能沾。
Because a person who drinks is a person whose mind will be dulled.
因为一个喝酒的人他的脑袋不清醒。
He cannot think straight.
他不能做清晰的思考。
And that's why the Apostle Paul says,If you have not been doing anything spiritual and you are a Christian, you have to wake up.
所以使徒保罗说，如果你是一个基督徒，却没有做任何属灵的事，是时候起来了。
This kind of non-spiritual activity belongs to a different kind of person.
因为这些不属灵的活动呢，是属于另外一种人的。
It must not be part of a believer's life.
不应该是一个信徒生活的一部分。
Do you have any interest in the prayer meeting of your church?
你对你教会的祷告会有兴趣吗？
Or is this something that you already resigned, I will never come?
还是你已经决定了我不会去祷告会的?
That kind of feeling, I will never come, is exactly what Paul meant. You are sleeping spiritually.
那种妥协的一种情绪就是说我不会去祷告会的就是保罗所形容的在睡觉。
You have to stop thinking that way.
你不应该再这么想。
The Bible says, pray without ceasing.
圣经提醒我们要常常的祷告。
And the thought of not coming to church prayer meeting is something that must never even enter into the person's mind.
我们绝对不能够让我们的脑袋，不允许我们的脑袋去考虑说不要来教会的祷告会。
Living a holy life.
过一个圣洁的生活。
To be a godly testimony to my family.
对我的家人要有一个好的属灵的榜样。
Godly testimony to my friends.
在我朋友面前也有一个好的见证。
And you know that they are dying in sin, and if they die in sin, they will end up in hell.
你知道他们是活在罪里，如果他们在罪里死，他们就会去到地狱。
Do you have this spiritual concern or burden?
你对他们有这个属灵的负担吗？
If you do not have, ask yourself, how come I don't care for my loved ones and friends?
如果你没有这个负担，你就要问自己，为什么我不关心我的家人和朋友呢？
They will end up in hell forever and ever, whether it is pain and fire and brimstone and gnashing of teeth.
他们会永远的在地狱里，那里有火烧着，会有咬牙切齿。
If they are really your loved ones and your friends, you must care for their soul.
如果他们真的是你至亲的人，你必须要关心他们的灵魂。
Do you serve in the church in any capacity?
你在教会有任何的侍奉的岗位吗？
There are many brothers and sisters in Christ who love to wait for you to serve.
有许多弟兄姐妹都很喜乐你会来侍奉。
Because God says every child of God is given at least one spiritual gift.
因为神说他每一个孩子都有一个属灵的才干。
And so don't say I have no spiritual gift.
所以你千万不可以说我没有属灵的才干。
Unless you are not born again.
除非你不是一个重生得救的基督徒。
Born again in Christ, God says everyone has at least one spiritual gift.
如果你是重生得救的基督徒神说我们一定有一个才干的。
Are you serving in the church?
你是否在教会侍奉呢?
If you have not been serving in the church, then Paul says to you, wake up.
如果你没有在教会侍奉,保罗对你说,不要睡觉,起来。不要再睡觉了,起来。
Stop sleeping in church, stop sleeping at home, stop sleeping at work, and stop sleeping in school.
不要在教会,不要在你的工作场所,不要在学校,不要在家里睡觉了。
Students, when you go to school, put in your pocket some tracts.
学生，当你去到学校的时候，在你的口袋里装一些单张。
Pray for the Holy Spirit to guide you to give the tract to your friend.
祷告圣灵会引导你把这些单张派给你的朋友。
Do you have any desire for that?
你有这样的渴慕的心要这么做吗？
No desire, then stop sleeping, wake up.
如果你没有这样的心态要这么做，不要再睡觉，要起来了。
For verse 7 says, they that sleep like this, they sleep in the night.
因为圣经在第七节告诉我们，睡了的人是在夜间睡的。
These are the activities that belong to unbelievers.
这些是不信徒的活动。
They are the people who are dead in sin.
他们是死在罪里的。
You see an unbeliever go around giving tracts?
你有看过不信徒去派福音的单张吗？
Is an unbeliever trying to pray on Sunday or in church?
你有看过一个非信徒在教会里祷告吗？
They don't care for the word of God. They don't care for things spiritual because they are dead.
他们完全对属灵的事毫不关心，因为他们已经在罪里死了。
And those who drink, the Bible says, they that be drunk are drunken in the night.
圣经也告诉我们，醉了的人是夜间醉的。
A drunken person is a person who has no control of his mind.
一个醉了的人无法控制自己的意识。
You are a Christian, you are a child of God, you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you.
你是一个基督徒，你是神的儿女，你有神的圣灵在你心上。
Your mind is to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
你的心怀意念必须得到圣灵的掌管。
The Spirit of God will take the Word of God and help us to think godly thoughts and according to the Scriptures.
圣灵会用上帝的话语让我们有好的圣洁。
Don't be drunken by the materialism that the world throws at you.
不要因为世界所抛给你的物质的东西而醉了。
You've seen a person who is drunk with wine?
你看过一个喝醉酒的人吗？
His behavior is shameful.
他的行为是很羞耻的。
He will say things that are completely not what he will say when he's sober.
他会说一些他在清醒的时候绝对不会说的话。
He makes a fool of himself.
他会使到自己做一些很羞耻的事。
And the worst part is he doesn't even know it.
最糟糕的是他毫不知道。
It's a terrible, terrible, ugly, shameful sight to see someone who is sober.
Who's drunk?
Sorry, to see someone who is drunk.
看到一个喝醉酒的人呢，是非常丑陋的。
She's awake.
我清醒着。
I'm sleeping.
在睡觉。
But that is exactly what Paul says. We as children of God must not be drunk by the materialism that this world continues to dangle in front of us.
这也就是使徒保罗提醒我们的，不要因为这个世界在我们面前摇动着那些物质的东西而受到迷惑。
As a pastor, it is a very sad thing to see members loving the world to the point where they are prepared to die for the things of the world, but not for God.
作为一个牧师，最令人感到伤心的是看到教友呢愿意为物质、为世界赔上性命，而不是为主。
When they are invited to come for Bible studies, they will think of excuses not to come.
当他们被邀请来查经班，他们就会想很多借口不要来。
When it is an activity of the world that they enjoy very much, they will drop everything else, make sure that they will indulge in that worldly activity.
但是如果是一个属世界的活动，他们很喜乐的，他们愿意抛下一切去参加。
Children, do you all stay until 1-2 a.m. in the morning because you are playing computer games?
我们当中的小朋友是否在凌晨一两点才睡，因为你在玩电脑的游戏呢？
You give up your restful sleep.
你放弃了你的休息的时间。
There's some who don't come for worship because they have some golf game overseas with friends.
有一些不要来教会，因为他们约了朋友去到国外打高尔夫球。
Think spiritual.Are like an appendix in our us that can be put aside when there are something that we think is more important.
对他们来说，属灵的东西是好像额外的，可以搁在一边。如果有更重要的东西的话
，That's the behavior and conduct of a person who is drunk.
这是一个喝醉酒的人的行为举止。
Are we born again in Christ or not?
我们到底在基督里是否是重生得救的呢
？This is the kind of sleep that God says believers must never, never indulge in.
这种睡眠呢，是神告诫我们信徒绝对不能够沉溺在当中的。
I call it the bad sleep.
我把它称为不好的睡眠。
This is a sleep that believers must always avoid.
这样的一个睡觉呢，信徒一定要避开。
I pray and hope that you will wake up.
我祷告也希望你会起来。
And be more prayerful and be more interested in things spiritual.
会更加的愿意祷告，更加对属灵的事情有兴趣。
And when you are at home, you think more about spiritual things than your carnal things.
当你在家里的时候，你会思考多一些属灵的东西，而不是属肉体的东西。
The things we do may be physical in nature, but behind it there is a spiritual dimension that every child of God is aware of.
我们所做的事可能是一些在世界上的事，可是在背后呢，是有一个属灵的角度，每一个神的孩子都必须要知道的。
Live a holy life.
我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
When I quarrel with my wife, I always pray, Lord,Please give me an opportunity where I can apologize and make up with my wife.
当我与太太吵架的时候，我就会祷告主，让我有机会跟太太道歉，并且和好。
Because very often pride stands in the way.
因为很多时候，因为骄傲，我们不肯跟吵架的人和好。
And I know that on my own, without praying to the Lord to help me, I will not apologize.
我知道靠着我自己，如果我不向神祷告，我不会道歉的。
Because I think I'm right.
因为我认为我是对的。
In situations like this, it's not a matter of I think I'm right.
在这样的情况呢，不是我认为我是对的。
It's a matter of Lord, heal my relationship, forgive me, help me.
应该是主啊，请你治疗我的与太太的关系，求你帮助我。
And every time, God helped.
每一次
，every time, really every time.
真的是每一次，神都这样的帮助我。
Those times when I did not pray, I know that the relationship will be strained for one day.And sometimes more than that.
如果我不这样的祷告的话，与太太的关系就会很僵，有时是一天，有时是两天。
And it grieves my heart.
这会令我感到很伤心。
That we stay in the same home, we live in, sleep in the same room, and then we have this strained relationship. We don't talk.
我们住在同一个家里，住在同一个房间，但是我们关系却很僵，我们不再说话。
But the moment I pray and ask God to grant an opportunity to bring us back together, very quickly the opportunity will come and we will reconcile.
但是当我向神祷告，有机会跟太太道歉的话，很快的就有这个机会，我们就会很快和好。
And so I learned to ask as soon as possible and don't let any delay to take place.
所以我会尽快的这样祷告，不要耽延。
Because every time I delay, that one hour, that one day will be gone forever, where it should not be a wasted day, a wasted hour, where I am angry with my wife is upset with me.
因为如果我拖延，不管是一个小时一天呢，那就是等于了浪费了那一小时一天，因为我与太太关系就陷入了僵局，我们对彼此都很生气。
What is the problem?
问题在哪里呢？
Spiritual.
是属灵的。
I refuse to pray. My pride stands in the way.
那么因为骄傲阻挡了我，我不肯去祷告。
If I were to just simply humble myself and pray, and the Lord will help.
如果我使自己谦虚向神祷告，神会肯定会帮助我的。
This is also true in the ministry.
这也同样是真实的，在我的侍奉上。
This is true in every area of my life.
在我生命的任何一部分都是真实的。
This is not only for me, it is true of every believer's life, is that not so?
不应该只是我，对每一个信徒都应该我们有这样的一个真实的体验。
Because in Christ, you are alive.
因为在基督里我们是活着的。
And that's why Paul says, you cannot not be interested in spiritual things, you cannot be sleeping.
所以使徒保罗说，你不可能在睡觉，你不可能对属灵的事情不感兴趣。
You have to wake up.
你必须要起来。
And once you have woken up,Verse 8 says, no sleep, don't sleep anymore, wake up from bad sleep, now no more sleep.
第八节就提醒我们，一旦从这个不好的睡眠中起来，就不要再睡觉了。
But let us who are of the day be sober.
因为我们是属乎白昼的，我们就应当谨守。
The same word that is used in verse 6.
同样的这个词呢，可以在第六节找到。
No alcohol, no drinking.
不要喝酒。
I hope this church stands for total abstinence.
我希望我们教会的立场是完全不喝酒的。
All those in Pandan Church, whenever they are in any teaching position, they must sign a statement of faith, total abstinence.
在班丹加略堂那些做导师的，他们都要签署一个信心的声明，说他们是完全滴酒都不沾的。
If they refuse to sign, no matter how good a teacher the person is, you are not allowed to teach.
如果你无法签署这样的声明，不管你是一个多么好的老师，你都不被允许去教导。
Because a person who teaches sin, he teaches others to sin.
因为一个人如果教导罪，他会教导别人去犯罪。
And that's why Paul says, let us be sober. Who are the us? We are of the day. We are not of the night. We are awake.
所以保罗说，我们是要睡醒的，我们是属于白昼的，我们不是属于黑夜的。
We are the people who know Christ. We are the people who obey the Bible.
我们这些人都是认识基督的，我们是顺服圣经的。
We are the people who live a righteous life, a holy life.
我们都是过一个圣洁的生活的。
And so let us remain sober, no sleeping.
所以我们应当谨守。
Would you do that?
我们应当谨守，继续的清醒。你愿意这样做吗？
You may not have done that in the year 2015. Will you do that for the year 2016?
你可能在2015年没有这样做，你在新的一年愿意这么做吗？
Be a godly parent to your children.
对你的孩子，你要做一个属灵的父母吗？
Pray with your children.
与你的孩子一同祷告。
You have a strained relationship between husband and wife. Pray and ask God to fix it.
你与你的配偶的关系是否陷入僵局呢？你应该祷告，叫神帮助你们。
You have not been serving, come back and serve the Lord in the church.
如果你没有在教会侍奉，你要回来重新来侍奉。
Talk to the leaders, they will show you, they will tell you where you can serve.
与教会的领导，教会的领袖会谈，他们会告诉你可以在哪一个岗位上来侍奉神。
But the moment you start serving, Satan will be upset with you.
但是你一旦来侍奉的话，这个撒旦就会对你不满了。
He will attack you.
他就会来攻击你。
Problems will come.
你就会面对一些问题。
The problems were sent by Satan to discourage you.
这些问题是撒旦让你遇到的，要使你感到灰心。
And that's why Paul says, putting on the breastplate of faith.
所以保罗告诉我们要把心和爱当作护心镜来遮胸。
Breastplate is put in front to protect all the vital organs.
我们这个护心镜呢是要保护我们重要的器官的。
It is called the breastplate of faith because faith means you want to obey the Bible.
它被称为信和爱的护心镜呢，因为我们愿意这样的来顺服神。
Satan will want you to disobey the Bible.
撒旦要你不顺服圣经。
The Bible says pray without ceasing.
圣经说你要常常祷告。
Satan says, no need to pray.
撒旦告诉你不需要祷告。
You are so clever.
你这么聪明。
You are so experienced.
你这么有经验。
You don't need to pray.
你不需要祷告。
Bible says, no, you must lean on God.
圣经说不，你一定要依靠神。
You must replace your self-confidence with God confidence.
把你的对自己的信心呢，应该把它撇在一边，要对神有信心。
That's why you must put on your breastplate of faith where you know the word of God so that you can continue to trust in the word of God no matter what.
所以你应该把信当作护心镜来认识神的话语，以致你可以继续信靠神的话语。
And let the motive be the love of Christ.
让我们要这样做呢，我们的目的是因为耶稣的爱。
This is the love that God gives to all His children at the point of salvation.
这是当我们得到救恩的时候，神赐给他每一个孩子的。
This is a sacrificial love and this is an unconditional love.
这是一个带着很大的牺牲、无条件的爱。
Because when you want to live a holy life and you want to serve the Lord,There will be people who will discourage you.
因为当你要过圣洁的生活，要来侍奉神，就会有人来使你感到灰心的。
Some may even betray you.
有些甚至可能出卖你。
Time and time again, as a pastor, you know that this couple that you are helping will turn around and bite you.
常常的作为一个牧师，我会有这样的经验，就是我在尝试帮助的一对夫妻呢，会转回头来反咬我一口。
And yet you still help them.
但是你仍然的去帮助他们。
And true enough, they turn around and they bit you.
真的是他们就转过头来就真的咬你一口了。
If it is not constrained by the love of Christ, then I will say, I'm not going to help anymore, anyone anymore.
如果不是因为神的爱激励我，我可能就说我不再帮助任何人了。
I will only help them when they are nice to me.
我只会帮助那些对我好的人。
As a pastor, sometimes it breaks your heart to have your own members trying to destroy you.
作为一个牧师，会你感到心碎的就是你的会友要来毁掉你。
If we lean on our own strength, we will be overwhelmed by discouragement.
如果我们依靠自己的力量，我们就会被这些灰心气馁会溢过我们了。
And there were many times when I was very discouraged.
常常的我会感到很灰心。
I can't remember the number of times in my mind I want to quit and leave Pandan.
我甚至不记得有多少次我感到灰心，想要离开班当加略堂。
To tell you the truth,
我坦白的告诉大家
，My letter of resignation is written in my computer, not sent yet. That's all.
我的辞职信已经打好了，在我电脑里，只是还没有寄出去而已。
And I know that those moments when I feel this way is because.I have not been serving constrained by the love of Christ.
我知道，当我感到这样灰心的时刻呢，是因为我在侍奉的时候没有是因为神的爱激励我。
And I know that I have not prayed enough.
我知道我并没有有足够的祷告。
I serve based upon my own strength.
我是依靠自己的力量来侍奉神的。
I serve based upon the experience I have as a pastor. It's so much easier now, so many years.
我依靠自己的经验，因为我已经做牧师很多年了，非常的容易来侍奉神。
And then God, thank God, He sent all these difficulties in your life to wake you up.
那感谢神，常常的他使到我面临这些困难来唤醒我。
Then when I sin by murmuring and complaining, I know that I have to repent.
当我得罪神，因为我埋怨的时候呢，我就知道我要认罪悔改了。
And then I have to ask myself again, what is my motive for serving?
然后我就要再问自己，我要侍奉神的目的是什么呢？
And then I realize that I have sinned.
然后我就会醒察，发现自己得罪了神。
And it is not the love of God.
我这样侍奉呢，不是因为神的爱激励我。
Because if it is the love of God, then such murmuring and such thoughts would not enter into my mouth, and would not come out of my mouth and enter into my mind.
因为如果我是因为神的爱激励我而去侍奉呢，我就不会有这样的想法了，要去埋怨人。
So that when you serve the Lord, when you are awake and you want to be holy and godly, be prepared. You will come under attack.
所以你要做好准备。如果你是清醒的，你愿意来侍奉神，你是会被攻击的。
That's why Paul says, "No more sleeping. Put on the breastplate of faith and love."
所以保罗说不要再睡觉了，把信和爱当作护心镜来遮胸。
And not only that,
不只是这样。
Put on that helmet.
把得救的盼望
当作 The hope of salvation.
把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
Why is it called the hope of salvation?
为什么称为是得救的盼望呢？
Why is it not called the helmet of salvation? Why did he put in the word hope?
为什么不称为是得救的头盔呢？为什么有盼望这个字呢？
What is this hope?
这个盼望到底是什么呢？
When you read the phrase like this, hope of salvation, what comes into your mind?
当你读到这样的一个短句，得救的盼望，你会想到什么呢？
What comes into my mind when I read the phrase hope of salvation is standing in the presence of God in the glorified body.
我读到得救的盼望这个短句的时候，我就想到了以荣耀的身体侍立在神面前。
When theburdens of ministry become so heavy.
当我的侍奉的这个负担变成非常沉重的时候，
when you feel like throwing the towel and give up.
当你想到要放弃的时候，
where the attacks come from so many directions.
因为从各个方面都来了许多的攻击，
and the burdens are getting so heavy.
这个负担越来越沉重。
The moment I think of standing in the presence of God in the glorified body,Everything just simply disappear.
一旦我想到以荣耀的身体在神面前站立呢，这一切都会消失。
The weight and the burden just simply disappear.
这一些负担呢都会消失了。
When you think of the glory that awaits us as believers,
当你想到作为信徒那等待着我们的荣耀，
and that is eternity.
那是永恒。
So what is this weight and burden that I have to carry on this earth?
所以现在我所要背负的重担呢，是算为什么呢？
Even if it is for 10 years, 20 years, for the rest of my life, it is nothing compared to eternity.
就算是十年、二十年，甚至我余生的日子，比起永恒又算为什么呢？
What can Satan do to me and hurt me? Only the body.
撒旦能够对我做什么？他只能够伤害我的身体而已。
But he can't touch my soul.
但是他触摸不能碰到我的灵魂。
He can't touch my salvation in Christ.
他不能够伤害我在耶稣里面的救恩。
That has been given to me because of God's grace in Christ Jesus.
因为那个通过耶稣神的恩典已经赐给我了。
So whatever sorrow, whatever pain, whatever challenges I face on this earth, the moment I think of the hope of salvation, everything just simply comes to its proper perspective. It is nothing.
不管我在世界上面临的挑战的痛苦是多么的大，一旦我想到有一天这等待我的荣耀呢，这一切都不算为什么了。
And then you begin to understand what the Apostle Paul meant in the book of Acts.
所以你就开始明白保罗在《使徒行传》所提到的是什么。
When this apostle shared and said that they thank God that God counted them worthy to suffer for Jesus' sake.
因为使徒保罗说他感谢神，神认为他是配得去为基督受苦的。
And then you understand a little bit of what the Apostle Paul says.
你就开始明白一点点使徒保罗所说的是什么。
That because of the glory that awaits me, what is this suffering that I have to endure and to go through for Christ's sake? There's nothing to compare.
因为想到等待我的荣耀呢，我现在所要面临的痛苦，为了主耶稣基督的缘故算为什么呢？
That's why once you are awakened out of your bad sleep, no more sleep, please.
所以你一旦从这不好的睡觉中醒来，不要再睡了。
No matter how Satan may try to put you back to the spiritual slumber, you must not let him succeed.
你不管撒旦如何尝试让你再回到这属灵的睡眠，你不要让他得逞。
Remember to strengthen your faith.
你要记得要巩固你的信心。
Study more and more of the Bible. That's how your faith is strengthened.
你要读更越来越多神的话语，这样你的信心才会坚固。
Let your motive be the love of Christ.
让你做这一切的目的呢，是因为耶稣的爱。
And always remember the hope of salvation that is guaranteed yours to have one day.
常常记得这个得救的盼望，这是神保障会给我们的。
So the first point is bad sleep. Get out of it.
所以第一点，不好的睡觉要快点起来。
Verse 8, no sleep.
起来之后，第八节告诉我们不要再睡了。
Verses 9 and 10, good sleep.
第九和第十节告诉我们好的睡觉。
This is a good sleep.
这是一个好的睡觉。
This good sleep is mentioned by the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
这好的睡觉呢，是使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章提到的。
So this is a very strange thing about the word sleep.
所以睡觉这个字是相当特别的。
If you are physically alive, and you are not doing anything spiritual, Paul says, this is a bad sleep.
你如果还活着，却不做任何属灵的东西，那是一个不好的睡觉。
But if you have died in Christ, your life of service on earth is completed, and then God says, he is sleeping.
但是当你完成了你世界上神要你做的工呢，你在主里死的话，那是一个好的睡觉。
That's a good sleep.
是一个好的睡觉。
And so verse 9 and verse 10 talks about that kind of sleep.
所以第九和第十节告诉我们那一种睡觉。
For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神不是预定我们受刑的，是预定我们接着我们主耶稣基督得救。
God has put us here on earth.To save us so that we can serve Him. You are a child of God. The wrath of God is permanently and eternally taken away from you because all your sins have been forgiven and cleansed by the blood of Christ. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior? If you have truly accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior who died for your sins, then the wrath of God is taken away from you. And whatever persecution and difficulty that you experience in life is not the wrath of God.These are all allowed to help you become a better servant and a believer of Christ. But God has saved us to give us salvation in Christ. Verse 10 says, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, that means whether we areSleeping in Christ, or whether we are living now for Christ, we should live together with Him one day. So, to those who have died in Christ, they are okay. To those who are alive now in this body, alive and serving God faithfully, you're also okay. So, whether we areliving on this earth in this mortal flesh, or whether we have died in Christ, the Bible says we should live together with Christ one day. As children of God, we are all going to heaven. Just sit back and think about how wonderful that is.That is our eternal home. And it is all because of what Jesus Christ has done for you in your life. And one day, your life of service on earth is going to be over forever. And then you will have that good sleep, rest in Christ, in heaven for eternity.And that's why while you are still alive in this mortal flesh, serve Him faithfully. Keep on serving. No matter how heavy the load, no matter how difficult, keep on serving. Because one day it's all going to be over.And even if you want to serve, you can't serve anymore. How many more years do we have? Only God knows. But what we know is this. 2015 will soon be over. Another year came, another year gone. 365 days ago, you sat in the same sanctuary as the year 2014 slipped away.
365日之前呢，你坐在这个神的圣所，当2014年快结束时。
What were you thinking then?
你当时候在想什么呢？
Now it's 2015, December 31st.
现在是2015年12月31号。
The question is no longer what were you thinking then, is What do you remember of this year?
问题现在要问大家的，你对这一年到底记了些什么事情呢？
How much of 2015 would be called I fell asleep?
2015年有多少时候是你睡着的时候呢？
If God were to weigh our year,
如果神要衡量我们的年日,
how much of it will it be called sleep? How much of it will be called I am awake and I am sober?
我们生命的到底多大的部分是我们在睡觉还是我们在清醒呢？
If you have been living for Christ,
如果你是在为主而活,
if you have been praying without ceasing,
你常常的祷告,
if you have been studying the Word of God,
你不停的, 读神的话语,
if you have been witnessing for Christ,
你不停的为神做见证,
if you have been burdened for things eternal and spiritual,
如果你对永恒的属灵的事有负担的话,
you have remained awake.
你仍然是保持清醒的,
and one day you will deserve that good sleep that awaits you.
有一天你就配得那个好的睡觉，这个好的睡觉在等待你。
But if you have not been doing so, then you have been enjoying a very bad sleep.
但是如果你没有这样做的话，你在享受一个不好的睡觉。
And that is tragic.
那是非常可悲的。
Because that year is gone forever.
因为那一年已经过了。
All you can have is regret.
你所能遗留下来的只是后悔而已。
But let that regret not be wasted. Let that regret cause you to promise the Lord that in the year 2016 you will be a different person. That you will be spiritually awake and no longer will you occupy your mind with things carnal, but now you will occupy your mind and your heart with things eternal.
你会是清醒的，你会不会把心怀意念放在属肉体的东西，而是放在属灵的东西。
Would you do that?
你愿意这么做吗？
35 minutes before 12 midnight.
我还有35分钟，就是午夜12点了。
And we are about to partake of the Lord's Supper.
我们将来拨饼纪念主。
And Jesus says, keep it in remembrance of me.
主说我们当这样行，为的是要纪念他。
How would you remember the Savior?
你会要怎么样纪念你的救主呢?
In light of the year 2015,
当你在回顾2015年的时候,
the many failures,
你常常, 让主感到失望吗?
Learn from these mistakes.
要从我们的, 我们的错误当中学习。
Pray that God will help me not to repeat them.
我们祷告神帮助我不要重复这些错误了。
As you remember all the spiritual activities, pray that God will sustain you and keep you faithful.
祷告神会帮助你，让你是忠心的。
Let us not sleep.
让我们不要睡觉了。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们慈爱的天父,
we thank thee for your patience and long suffering in dealing with all of us.
我们感谢你对我们是长久忍耐的。
For very often we forget that you have been so gracious and merciful toward us. Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins. For so many hours of the year 2015 have been wasted, for we have indulged in things carnal. Cleanse me, O Lord, of all my sins by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we are on the brink of another new year, may thy Holy Spirit bring conviction to all our hearts. Help us to make a covenant with thee that we may live only for the Lord Jesus Christ, and let us sleep no more. For this we ask with thanksgiving and for thy glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.